Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majestic, the most high. We believe in Him and upon Him do we rely. He saved the Ark of Nuh on Mount Judi, and He spoke to Musa on Mount Sinai. He hears the plea of the one in distress and He responds to his silent cry. He revealed the Quran, whose recitation with our voices we beautify. And He sent to us a prophet whose sunnah we try to exemplify. He blessed us with a sharia that we strive to live by. And He taught us how to worship Him and how our hearts to purify. May salat and salam be upon one whose prophethood no sincere person can deny. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Dear Muslims, we are currently living in and witnessing the most blessed time of the entire year. Many Muslims think that Ramadan is the most blessed month, and it is the most blessed month. But in terms of days, these 10 days are more blessed than the days of Ramadan. And in terms of nights, the last 10 nights are the most blessed of the entire year. So we are currently witnessing and living through the single most blessed time frame of the entire year. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us that no matter what good deed we do outside of these 10 days, it will never be as blessed as the good deeds of these 10 days, except for the person who gives everything for the way of Allah, including his life, fi sabilillah. That person outside of the 10 days is better. But within these 10 days, we can rise to the highest of ranks, even with small good deeds. And especially, dear Muslims, the 9th and the 10th is the culmination of these 10 days. The 9th, which is the day of Arafah, the 9th, and what will make us understand the blessings of that one day. It is a day, as reported in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, that a Jewish person came to Umar ibn al-Khattab during his caliphate, and he said to Umar ibn al-Khattab that, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, you have a verse in the Quran that if we had this verse in the Torah, we would have taken that day that it was revealed as the day of celebration, the day of rejoicing. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, which ayah are you talking about? He said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today, I have perfected my favors upon you. Today, I have perfected my favors upon you. Atmamtu lakum. And I have chosen Islam as your way of life. Umar ibn Khattab said, Wallahi, I know when this ayah came and where it came and what day it came down. It came down on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, on the day of Arafah, which happened to be a Jumu'ah when our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing the Hajj. It is the day of Arafah. And the Yahudi did not know that in fact this is a day we already celebrate in our own ways. It is one of the holiest days of the year, the day of Arafah. And in fact, the holiness of this day is not just linked to this verse. The holiness of this day goes back to before the creation of mankind, the very beginning of the creation of mankind. It is reported in a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracted from the loins, from the backbone of Adam, on the plains of Arafat, He extracted the entire creation. Now our scholars say, this is not in the hadith, our scholars add, it wasn't just in the plains of Arafat, it was on the day of Arafah. It wasn't just physically in Arafat, it was the day of Arafat that when Adam came down to this earth, after Allah Azza wa Jal brought him down, he repented on the plains of Arafah. Allah accepted his repentance on the plains of Arafah. And then on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, according to our historians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracted from our father Adam, from his backbone, from his sulb, Allah extracted every single ruh that was ever to be created. That includes me, that includes you. And Allah Azza wa Jal then spoke to them. This is in the hadith. فَكَلَّمَهُمْ قُبُلًا He spoke to them directly. And he said to them, then our Prophet ﷺ quoted the Qur'an. He quoted the Qur'an, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 173. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا When Allah Azza wa Jal took from us, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكُمْ بَنِي آدَمْ No, that's not the verse, sorry. The verse in Arabic translates as, when we took from the loins of Adam, ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ His progeny, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ That's the verse. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ And Allah Azza wa Jal caused them to testify about themselves. And Allah said to them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ This is in the Quran. Am I not your Rabb? قَالُوا We all said, بَلَىٰ You are our Rabb, O Allah. Now this conversation is in the Quran. And our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained it, that on the day of Arafah, in the plains of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala essentially created us. We can say, quite literally, that our birthday, understand what I'm saying here, our birthday, the day our ruh was created, and the place our ruh was created, is the plains of Arafat on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. That is when my ruh and your ruh was created. And it remained in the realm of Allah, ilm al-ghayb, until our mothers gave birth to us and the angel came with the ruh that was created on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah in whichever year Adam came down. And that ruh was then put into our soul and body at that point in time, which we have right here and now. This is the day of Arafah. It is quite literally the day of the beginning of our creation. Why should it not be a blessed and holy day? It is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to be the most sacred days of the days of Hajj. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah, Al-Hajju Arafah, Al-Hajju Arafah. The hadith is true.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Two words, Al-Hajju Arafah. Three times he repeated those two words. What does it mean? The entire rites of Hajj are essentially that one day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. The entire rites of Hajj are summarized in that one day, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Al-Hajju Arafah. It is on this day our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged us strongly to fast. And he said that fasting on this one day of the 9th, I expect from Allah that the entire sins of the previous year that you have done shall be forgiven. And on top of that, the sins that you might do for the next year. There is no other day of the year in which one fast forgives the minor sins. As for the major sins, you need to repent to Allah. The minor sins, if you fast on this day with iman, expecting Allah to reward you, understanding the wisdom and the reason of this fast, if you do a good fast on this day, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, there is no other fast that comes equivalent to this that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the entire previous year's sins and even the year to come shall be forgiven. One day, 9th of Dhul Hijjah. It is this day as well that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the famous hadith in Tirmidhi and others, أَفْضَلُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ عَرَفَةِ The best dua that you can ever make is the dua of Arafah. Now, obviously, the primary interpretation of this hadith is the best dua you can ever make in your life is the dua that you shall make during the Hajj when you're standing in Arafah on the day of Arafah. There's no question the bulk of this hadith applies to the one doing Hajj. But question to the rest of you. What about those of us? And this year, as you're aware, nobody from outside came for Hajj. Allah musta'an. We ask Allah for next year to open up the doors and make us amongst those who do Hajj. How about the rest of us that we are not on that day? Notice our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. Literally, the hadith says, Yawm Arafah. It doesn't say the place of Arafah. And from this, many of the Sahaba and Tabi'un, including Anas ibn Malik and the famous Tabi' al-Hasan al-Basri, they would spend the day of Arafah even when they're not doing Hajj. They would spend it in dhikr and dua and worship. In fact, Anas ibn Malik would leave his family and leave his business because he does, you know, back then they didn't have many houses, many rooms and whatnot. You want some privacy? Where would he go? He would go to the masjid and he would sit the entire day, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, from morning to evening, he would sit in the masjid doing dhikr and Quran and dua, even though he wasn't doing Hajj. So yes, the primary meaning, the best dua is the dua of the one doing Hajj when he goes to Arafah. Agreed. But for the rest of us, should we just ignore that day? No. It is still the best we can do when we're not going for Hajj. So that is a day of worship and a day of fasting and a day of dhikr and a day of dua all day long, as much as we can. We increase our dua on that day. And dear brothers and sisters, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is of course the culmination of these 10 days. And it is, according to the Quran itself, يوم الحج الأكبر. This is in the Quran, the day of the big Hajj. That's the 10th. يوم الحج الأكبر. And it is the greater of the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha is the more blessed of the two and the greater of the two. And it is a day that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said when he came out on that day. He said, يوم عرفة ويوم النحر وأيام التشريق عيدنا أهل الإسلام. The day of Arafah and the day of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha, and the days of Tashriq, which are the two or three days afterwards. He said, these are the days, listen to this hadith, عيدنا أهل الإسلام. This is our Eid, O people of Islam. This is one of the rare phrases, أهل الإسلام, occurs in the hadith. We are the people of Islam, and the best and holiest days are the ones we are about to face. We are living them now, and then the 9th and the 10th. And of course, that is one of the reasons why the sacrifice of the Udhiyah is strongly encouraged. And if some of you have not yet made the intention to sacrifice, I encourage you to make it now. It's not a problem to make it right now, because you need to do it on the day of Nahr or the next two or three days after that. So it's okay to make the niyyah right now. And it is one of the most beloved of good deeds. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references this good deed in multiple surahs in the Quran. According to Ibn Abbas, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar is a reference to salli salat al-eid wanhar, go and sacrifice on the day of Eid. This is what Ibn Abbas said. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar is a reference to Eid al-Adha and to the salat of the Eid al-Adha and to the Udhiyah of the Eid al-Adha. And this is a common interpretation. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, one of the wisdoms of this sacrifice is liyadhkuru isma Allahi ala ma razaqahum min bahimat al-an'am, so that they can mention the name of Allah over the blessings that Allah has given them with all of these animals, with the wealth. In other words, Allah has given you wealth. One of the ways we thank Allah is to purchase from our wealth an animal and to sacrifice that animal and to feed the hungry and the poor and ourselves and our friends and our families. So dear Muslims, these are the days of Eid. These are the days of Eid of the people of Islam. And Eid here is not just a time of rejoicing. No. Yes, we rejoice. Yes, we are happy. Yes, we wear our best clothes. Yes, we wear perfume. But the main concept of Eid, which is mentioned in the Quran, لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ وَلِيُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, that you may praise Allah because He has guided you, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you may thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate purpose of Eid is not just in wearing good and smelling good and looking good. The ultimate purpose of Eid is to be happy that Allah has guided us to Islam, to rejoice we are Ahlul Islam, and there is no blessing that Allah has given us that is more blessed blessed than the blessing of Islam. And the purpose of Eid is to remind us of that blessing and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.